News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I'm finding that there is a natural culling of friends as you grow older. This may sound ruthless, but often it's more subtle. So wrote Anikki Somerville in the I paper. But is she right that friendships simply fade away as we get older? Leslie Schumacher, counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin, joins us. Leslie, do we shed friends as we age?
I think we shed friends at all stages of life. The question is it something that naturally happens, or is it because of something more sudden, such as somebody stepping on your toes, or what I've witnessed in America is Trump getting into power and lots of arguments within family and friend groups there.
Okay, so this natural shedding occurs throughout our lives, and is it more so, because if we're saying that you end up with less friends as you older, that at other stages you shed friends but you recruit new ones, but as you get older you shed friends and don't? Is that what this is saying?
No, I think we still continue to recruit friends, because as we grow older, we start going through different life stages. Like, you know, when parents have kids, that becomes a unifying factor. And then as they go through life, you know, could be the kids being in scouts or in sports, that becomes a unifying factor. And then the empty nest syndrome. People start making friends as they move into retirement and they join new activities and start doing different things. So I think there's always scope for people to come and go. But that core group that stay with us, I would argue it's shared interests, but also shared value systems that connect us. I also think as we get older, we become less tolerant of behavior.
I was going to say, I think my friend group is a bit smaller than it was, and it kind of suits me. And what I mean by that is, as I get older, I'm not really, this sounds a bit bad maybe, but bothered to make the effort with people I have maybe only a certain amount in common with. I really am only willing to make the effort with people I have loads in common with. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like, I see it in where I work in TU Dublin. We've had a lot of retirements. And what's really interesting is seeing who I've stayed in contact with, people I thought I'd stay in contact with and haven't, just because their lives are moving in a new sphere. But I also think, you know, we start recognizing unhelpful behavior from people, and it's sort of like, I don't want that in my life anymore. I'm just going to gradually step away from that person.
Yeah. I sometimes think that there are some friends you have because of circumstances. Do you know what I mean? That because, like, you work together, or you, as you say, your kids are in school together or something like that. So you're going through a phase of life with those people, and that's your friendship. And then there are some people you have a friendship because whatever way you click together, like little jigsaw pieces, you know, they're good for your soul in some way.
That's a brilliant metaphor. I love that with the jigsaw pieces. That's brilliant. Yeah. And those are the people who, you know, they're with us through thick and thin, whether it be,
yes,
you know, illnesses, bereavement, job losses, whatever it is, breakups. And those are the people who we continually go to, because they do. They feed our soul. And those are soul friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do feel that. And I think potentially, I don't know how listeners feel about this, but I think potentially when I was younger, I was more, I don't know, concerned about maintaining friendships with people who weren't soul friends. I just kind of, I didn't really know I had permission to not, if you know what I mean. I felt kind of almost an obligation to do certain things that as I get older, I have entirely dropped. Shane Coleman has more friends than anyone I know, though, so he might feel a little different. I'm not sure what that says about him and about me, but maybe it's good about him and bad about me.
Friends.
I do have friends, but I'm happier with less is more these days.
I have more friends now than any stage in my life, I think.
How?
Because, you know, I still have brilliant friends from people I went to college with. In fact,
me too.
I think I've kind of got close to them again lately. Then there's all the people I worked with over the years. I'm still friends with loads of them. There's the parents of my kids.
So what you're saying is you just keep gathering
friends,
more and more friends, but you don't shed anyone.
Yeah, I'm like involved in the Phoenix. I have loads of friends up there, neighbours. I find as the years go on, I've more contact with people and more friends. I have more friends, definitely.
Is he odd, Leslie? You can say it just to me.
No, he's not. But what you're highlighting is there are people who have a smaller friendship group and there are people who have a larger one. And it's just about, there's nothing wrong with either. It's about what suits you, how you, if you have the energy to maintain all that, Shane, my hat's off to you.
That's actually what I think. I don't feel I have the energy for it.
No, do you know what? I feed off that. I kind of need it. I need that. I need that social contact. It's really important. I realize that as I get older. I'm an outgoing person. I need that contact with people. I love
think
it.
I just hate people, probably. Is that what it...
No, well, I'm you don't answer your phone, like, so...
That's actually a bit of truth to this. This is like we're in counselling with Leslie. Leslie is actually counselling us here.
Yeah, Kira told me the other day I was a colleague, not a friend, Leslie. What do you make of that?
I did not. He's lying. Shane knows that I consider him a very good friend. What a meanie. On that note, I'm really ending this counselling session right now, Leslie. We'll have to check in with you again next week for our next hour with you. Thank you for that indeed. That is Leslie Schumacher there on friendships. I consider you a friend.
I do. I was being mean.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.